Hello, my name is Robin, and I've recently started a government petition to maintain the status of amphibians and reptiles on the Wildlife and Countryside Act 1981. The Wildlife and Countryside Act is the main piece of legislation protecting native wildlife, and every 5 years they review this legislation. A couple of weeks ago, the amphibian and reptile groups of the UK shared on Facebook that the Joint Nature Conservation Committee, which is the public body that advises the UK government, seek to remove our widespread species of amphibian and reptile from Schedule 5 and 8 of the Wildlife and Countryside Act. They want to change the eligibility criteria for these schedules so that only critically endangered species are considered. This means there would no longer be a requirement to consider any of these widespread species under planning protocols apart from great crested newts. It would also remove the protection from killing or injuring our only native venomous snake, the adder, so it would no longer be a wildlife crime to persecute or kill them, which could be the final blow for an animal already on the brink. It would become legal to trade wild-caught British widespread amphibians and reptiles. This poses a huge biosecurity risk, since this could result in wild animals being moved around the country. Diseases such as ranavirus, severe Purkinje infection, and snake fungal disease pose a threat. It would be extremely difficult to recover from the spread of diseases, as we have seen through the Beestle, which has led to over a 99% mortality rate in fire salamanders in the Netherlands and Belgium. So, in the UK, we have 13 native amphibian and reptile species, and in my opinion, some of the most wonderful species in the world. Although we do not have reliable data for all widespread species, we do know that the UK's adder population is in decline. Habitat loss is thought to be the leading factor in this worrying trend, with intensive agriculture destroying suitable habitat and causing adder populations to become fragmented and isolated. Common lizards are also in decline. We cannot let these proposed changes undermine all of the hard work scientists, conservationists, ecologists, volunteers, and everybody else involved in amphibian and reptile conservation and undo everyone's efforts. Perhaps this is a misguided step towards changing the priorities within the legislation, and it would actually harm populations of native amphibian and reptile that are already struggling from human activity. Currently, the petition stands at just over 2,000 signatures. We have managed to get this in less than 3 days, and we want to keep this level up. At 10,000 signatures, the government has to respond to the petition, and hopefully, they'll take notice. To find the petition, go to petition.parliament.uk. Just search for reptile, and it will be the first and only petition that comes up. Pop your details in. It will send you an email, and make sure you click the link on the email, otherwise, your signature will not be counted. Please sign and share this as much as you can. The sooner the signature quota is met, the better. You can also write to your local MP to ask them to protest this change that would remove the legal protections and encourage everybody else to do so. Thank you so much for listening, and let's keep fighting for nature.